Scandal. Controversy.
Controversy.
Cheating.
Cheating?
At a fishing tournament.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
You saw that?
Yes.
7:21 on your morning team show on WSGW.
Serious stuff.
Somebody putting ball bearings in fish again?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Really? Yes.
Really?
Exactly what happened.
That and apparently fish fillets.
Yes.
This is, and about $30,000 in prize money was up for grabs. Ooh. Here. This was, apparently it happened Friday. I heard about it over the weekend, that two guys who were apparently going to be winners were disqualified when it was discovered their fish were stuffed with lead weights and fish fillets. Oh. Yeah. The suspicion happened when the team that's involved in this brought in fish, and their fish were weighing almost twice what were expected to be. These guys, you know, these guys are fishermen. They said, yeah, that was about 4 or 5 pounders. And they came in like 7 and 8 pounds. It's like, what's going on here?
Strange, yes.
And the crowd was grumbling and just saying, like, what's going on here? There's no way those fishers. And then the guy who was doing the weigh-ins, I guess it's the tournament organizer, he says, I physically felt the fish and I could feel hard objects inside the fish. Mm. And so with people with their phones out recording video in front of the two guys,
yep,
mm-hmm,
they opened up the fish and they started pulling out the weights. Here is a picture. As you can see in the bottom of this bucket, there's the weights.
Yep.
And there's some of the fish fillets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
And the crowd, none too happy. These guys apparently are standing there silently while the crowd is hurling insults. In fact, I saw one of the videos, and I was going to post it, but
the language
being used. Yeah, there's no way to effectively
upset people. Hey, you know what? And rightfully so. Yeah. Rightfully
so. That'll be banned for future tournaments.
Yes.
Very much so. In fact, I guess they're going to turn evidence over to a prosecutor. There's got to be some kind of
fraud.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They were set, this guy, these two guys were set to win $28,760 as first prize.
Mm-hmm.
And well, here's what the thing is why... Well, it's upsetting enough, as this guy says, look, this is a family event. We put it on. People's entry fees are what becomes the prize money.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this is based on trust, and to think these guys are trying to cheat is just...
How did they think they were going to get away with this?
I don't know.
That's what I don't understand.
And the question is, because apparently these guys were known from other tournaments, which they have won. So now the question is...
What happened in those tournaments?
It's been going on a long
time.
And maybe they did it, but maybe they weren't as greedy. Maybe they did it just to increase the weight.
Just a little bit here and there.
So it wasn't raising suspicion, but you know, when it was like 4 or 5 pounds, you know, wow.
You got carried away.
Jeez.
Yes, they did.
Come on, at a fishing tournament.
At a fishing tournament, yeah.
Got to get Mike Avery's perspective on this.
That's true.
Or maybe you can talk to his experts like Lance Valentine or Mark Martin, right. Mr. Walleye.
That's right.
Oh, I bet you he have a few things to say because he was a tournament winner one time. So
they can pretty well look at a fish and tell you how much it should weigh.
Yeah, they can.
Yeah.
Yep. Absolutely.
Well, thankfully, they were caught. And
yes, thankfully. But nothing is sacred anymore.
Exactly, really. Fishing.
Yeah.